Hi, Dietra.
Hi.
Good morning. Listen, before you start, I just want to let everybody know that Dietra is a current patient of mine, and she has taken the time out of her Sunday morning to give us a call, and I suppose share her experience with the nutrition response testing and what things were like before and so forth. Is that right, Dietra?
That is correct.
So tell me, before we start, how did you actually learn about me? How'd you hear about all this?
I heard you on the radio, and I placed the quiz, and that's how I came into your office.
So you won the quiz?
I did.
Ah! You lucky girl.
And it has changed my life.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about that. I mean, what was it like before you were evaluated with the nutrition response testing?
The primary reason I came in was for my allergies, but I was also having problems with my vision and my hand.
Hand in what respect? You mean pain?
Well, my hands were always swollen, and I couldn't
completely
close them. So, yeah, some pain there.
Right, right.
And my hands and my feet and my body in general was just always cold. My hands and my feet felt like ice. And then I had some problems with my menstrual cycle. I was always cramping, severe pains before and during my cycle.
So lots of areas, lots of warning signs.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Had you tried to handle these in any way? Did you try to use any herbs or supplements, or did you go to a doctor? Or did you go to a naturopath, acupuncturist? Did you do any of those things?
When I was in my teens, I went to an allergist and a dermatologist. So I had tried the traditional methods before, and they would put me on some medications, but yeah. They would, I guess, relieve the symptoms, but they would come back. So
yikes.
Yeah.
So you basically experienced the typical, you know, put the Band-Aid on the symptoms and then, you know, sort of turn your head and go, oh, well, I guess that's handled. I guess I'll keep doing what I have been doing.
Exactly.
And so you came, you know, you won the quiz, which I love to do. And you came and you got evaluated. And was it painful?
No, it was not.
It was unusual?
It was unusual, but it was not painful.
Oh, good. And so we got the information, and I put you on your own personalized nutritional healing program. And you took control of it. I mean, you made the changes you needed to make.
Right.
And those changes were?
Well, my vision is cleared.
Oh, you're talking about results. But I mean your program. What changes did you make?
Oh.
I mean, you had to change your diet and...
I did.
Yes.
You took me off the sugar and grains.
All grains.
All grains. And I remember thinking, what am I going to eat?
What are you going to eat? And
so, my diet.
Right. And was there help there to help you transition?
Yeah. You gave me a list of foods that I could choose from. And there's a variety of foods that I can choose from based on my program.
And what's your experience? I mean, it's not near as hard, is it?
No, it's not hard at all.
And then you, go ahead. What result? I mean, where are you? First of all, how long have you been on your program?
As of today, 39 days.
39 days. All right. So in 39 days, tell me, what result?
Well, I have a lot more energy. I used to take naps throughout the day just to get through. And the last couple of weeks have been a little different, but I'm getting up like at 3 in the morning and not going to bed until like 10 or 11 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking naps throughout that time.
Wow.
So that's a huge change for
wow.
me.
Wow.
But hopefully I'll get back on the normal schedule. And then I've gone through, since this time, two cycles, menstrual cycles, and I have not had any premenstrual symptoms whatsoever. I'm no longer curled up in my bed in the fetal position.
Wow, that's so fabulous, because I think this is an area where people, you know, where women in general sort of just, you know, accept the fact that, you know, their family members, their friends, everybody is experiencing so many of these premenstrual symptoms, and they just go, oh, well, you know, I'm a woman, got to do it. That's it. You know, got to grin and bear it. And it turns out that a lot of those things can actually be corrected, and they're due to what you're eating.
Right. And I was surprised at how fast the change happened, because I was expecting maybe 3 or 4 months to see any major changes. But within the first week, I saw, you know, changes. And within 3 weeks, it was like, wow, you know, things that I wouldn't have expected to see happen.
Isn't that fabulous? I mean, doesn't that just like, I mean, doesn't it, I mean, what does it do for you? I mean, you've been struggling for years. I mean, what does it do for you? I mean, I know what it did for me, and I'm just curious.
Well, I feel like I actually have a life now, you know,
right?
Because before, I guess I didn't really, I thought those things were normal. And so until you start to feel better, you don't realize, you know, what you were missing or what you would not do because of how you were feeling.
Quality of life. You know, it's, I mean, there's nothing like it, right?
Right.
So what other types of things, you know, you were experiencing? Your menstrual cycles turned around, your energy turned up. What about your hands and feet? What happened there?
I'm actually getting better. I used to have the heat on during the summer. So about this time during the year, I would normally have my heat on. And I haven't turned the heat on. I can, you know, put a blanket on now and be comfortable. And I can go into an air-conditioned room.
That's so fabulous.
And I'm not freezing like before. And it's a great feeling.
And had you ever had any blood tests to check your thyroid levels? I mean, do any of those types of things?
I've had blood tests done before. I don't recall if they actually checked specifically for my thyroid. I know they gave me iron supplements before.
Well, yeah, here's a hint. The bottom line is that you cannot experience cold limbs without having thyroid issues. And it doesn't matter whether it shows up in the blood work or not. Mm-hmm. If it shows up in the blood work, it is a forest fire. We call it disease. But if it doesn't show up in the blood work and yet you're still experiencing the physiological symptoms of thyroid stress or lack of nutrition for the thyroid, whatever you want to say, then you're going to get the symptoms. Isn't that interesting?
It is.
So what other result?
Well, now I'm also noticing, because my body is changing and it's getting healthier. Now, if I have symptoms, it's easier to detect the symptoms like at the first onset.
Right, you're more aware, and now you're headed up more on the root cause, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Right. So what would you say? I mean, what would you say to your friends, your family members, you know, community members, if they were, you know, thinking that their life was sort of the way it's going to be, having done other things, what would you say to them?
I would say just go ahead and give it a try. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain, and it's worth, you know, giving it a shot. And I would much rather spend my money on something that is going to help me to be proactive and preventative than to spend money taking drugs and medications to suppress your symptoms.
And doesn't it give you a sense of greater control over the outcome of what's going on?
It does.
Yeah.
You know, and
what's that worth?
It's worth everything.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Well, Dietra, thank you so much for calling. I so appreciate your willingness to share your experience and you know, so others can really understand, you know, this is real, right?
This is
real.
One other word. Don't do it if you're not willing to make the changes, because then it's a waste of your time and Dr. Rosen's.
Paul Rosen.
It's got to be something that you're willing to make the commitment.
Exactly right. Don't do it unless you want to make the changes and take control. Thank you. That's so wonderful you pointed that out.
Yeah, because it's hard to make those changes. So if you want to be successful in your program,
exactly,
you need to follow it specifically.
It's hard to make changes in general when you're going to change your habits, don't you think?
It is.
And so if you're going to make changes, you might as well get the results.
Right.
Well, thanks again for calling, Dietra, and I really appreciate your willingness to share. So I look forward to seeing you in the office.
Yes.
Thanks again. Have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. Thank you.